Blog Talk Radio.
Right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, I thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that has been successful in their businesses or just living out their dreams. It also inspires me to know when I've touched and inspired someone who just took my advice and started their ideal dream or craft or just whatever it was. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you must surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, this is what this show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. This is your life, your dream, your reality. Again, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2yahoo.com so I can get it on your rotation on my nowhiphop.com segment or my radio invasion. So definitely check that out. Last week on the show, I had classical group Digital Underground. They was stepping up in here with me. Tonight on this show, I'm rolling with Southern Royalty. Got Weeze TV Reality Stars, Love Thy Sister, gonna be rolling with the Rucker Sisters, gonna have Ellen, Ruby, and my girl I Own, y'all. I just love that I Own, so y'all definitely gotta check out that interview a little later. Also wanna take the time to say happy birthday to Ari. That's from Luke, so happy birthday, hope you had a good day today. Also, a little later on the show, I'm gonna play a snippet of an upcoming artist by the name of Luke. Y'all gotta tweet him and follow him on Back to Basics on Twitter. He's very cool, y'all. Y'all definitely gotta check him out. He's a cool dude. Also, gotta switch gears a little bit. You know how we like to do it. Gotta give you a little dirt, a little gossip, a little reality. Got my girl rolling with me today. Got MJ rolling with me. What's up, MJ?
What's going down?
Nothing, girl. Let's put it on the table. I got a lot going on tonight, girl. I don't even know if I'm coming or going, child. Let's put it on the table. Let's talk about our beautiful wives to Atlanta. What do you think, girl?
Wow.
What do you think, son?
Well, it wasn't too much popping off this weekend. I mean, you know, the only thing that was kind of crazy was the whole Cordell and Claudia thing. That was just odd that whole thing took place, you know? I know her and Portia are not friends, but they run in the same circle. They even work together.
Girl, I don't know.
So,
I don't know what they're going to do about that. That's going to be a mess in the
head. I hope it doesn't flourish to something else, you know? I just don't seem right, you know? But, hey, they miss
We know
it,
for
though.
Portia not to be a cast member anymore. She on there frequently, ain't
she? She on there more than she was when she was a cast.
I know, but I love parades. Plus, it's a mess, but I don't know. What else happened on there?
It wasn't really much, I guess, about Apollo and the boys. You know, he took the boys
out for
ice cream.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I think it really it's heartbreaking that, you know, he's going to be gone for 8 years and he's going to miss his sons growing up.
Oh yeah, he definitely gonna miss them growing up. Well,
right,
enough of them. Let's go to my baby daddy. Let me talk about my baby daddy, Peter Gunn. Let me talk about my baby.
Okay.
My boo. He was.
No. He's finally came clean about his trip.
He did come clean, though.
He had a choice.
Yeah, he came clean. But you know what? Honestly, and this is a bad thing to say, I am really glad that they sat down, the ladies, they sat down and they kind of discussed their little, you know, their little problems
well,
or whatever.
They had to. Their kids are going to be siblings. So you have, that's the right thing to do anyway.
Right. That's a grown-up thing to do. But it tickles me how she told Mina, well, you know, when you were running behind him all this time and I told you he was the head of family, you didn't listen. So, and she was, you know, correct, but I didn't know she had did the same thing to Peter's past,
yes,
you know, relationship. I
sure
she had done that herself.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Lord, Jesus.
Karma, call karma.
I was like, okay. Well, Peter, if you need me, just hit me up. You know my number. You know, I'll text you after
what?
The show.
No,
you know,
so
you know.
He don't need baby number 9, so no, no thank you.
That's my boy, girl. That's my boy. I don't care what
nobody
says.
Right.
And then, you know, Black Ink Crew came on last night. What did you think about the new Black Ink?
Oh, my God. That old Ink boy, he's really messing up. I mean, seriously, you get arrested for drug possession and now drug possession? Oh, my goodness. And then you don't even report to your parole officer? Are you serious?
Girl, the bail bondsman, nobody.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to know what's really going on between them pants and them, you know, and them, because he just got too many baby mamas and these women just running behind him. I'm like,
I don't want to know what's going on in his pants.
Yeah, and then he's never at the shop working. I'm like, dude, really?
Well, you know what he's doing now on the side, as you can see. What he got arrested for?
I don't know. But I'm glad my girl Duchess, she's still hanging in there. So she's still with the Black Anchors.
So
shout out to my Black Ink. Okay, so what do you think about the new show, my new show that I like, Love That Sister?
It's cute. I kind of like it. It's funny because, you know, my husband, he gets into the reality, but he really digs the show, too. He thinks the Picard dude is funny.
Which one? Okay, Ruby's husband? You talking about Ruby's husband?
No, the boyfriend. What's the name? Ellen?
The lawyer, Ellen. Yeah, Ellen.
Yeah,
okay.
The lawyer. He seems like he's so funny.
He
so I'm like, what's so
good.
Funny about that?
If they
were
so cute, but I look how little she is and how tall he is. I'm like, oh my God, you're the little whale. Hey, honey. They make a cute couple. And you know, I love that Ruby and her husband. They are so cute.
Oh, yeah, Ruby don't care.
Yeah. Baby, Ruby is, baby. That's my bitch right there. She really is something else.
He don't play, man.
We can bring her to the girl fight. It's on.
All right.
So we definitely got to support them, keep their show up in the air, so definitely check them out. So what is going on? What else going on? Oh, girl, I need to wrap this up because my have and have nots is coming on tonight, so we're going to find out who got killed. So we definitely got to check that out. I know you can't get in an album, can you?
What about Empire? You been watching that?
Oh, my God, yes. Definitely, yes. Empire is
awesome. I don't know
why
I got a crush on the little youngin. He's 21. I'm like, oh, that could be my son or whatever. He's so cute to me.
Which one is that?
Hakeem. He's so cute.
Oh, yeah. The baby. Yeah.
He's 25. He just got to be a little older, but you know what I'm
saying? Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Girl, I don't know. Well, thank you for rolling with me today, MJ.
Well, thank you for having me.
All righty. All right, y'all. You know how to give you a little dirt, little gossip, little reality. You know we missing. We like to do it like that. All right, again, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions over to talk2yahoo.com so I can get your music on a rotation. I also want to take the time quickly to remind the ladies in Houston, if you got what it take, you want to play professional football, hey, you better come on out and try it or go to spring training with the Houston Power Women Football Team. And I may come out of retirement and play, so you might have to run up against me. I don't know if you'd be scared or not, but I got a little rusty. So definitely come on and check them out, www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. I'm going to give you a snippet of my boy Luke a Twitter name, Basic. That's Basic, Basic, Basic. Again, happy birthday. Shout out to Ari. So, y'all, then when I come back, going to have my Love Thy Sisters, the Ruckus, up in here. And again, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Don't move. You hang with your girl, Cindy. Don't move, don't move, don't move.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Rewind it back to a time when I was much too young to understand the way the game was told. So I sold, blame it all on my roots, because I showed up in booths speaking nothing but truth. And now my exes down in Texas gonna feel me when I flow dead and out of electric. So the stuff that we doing, I guess you break it. Every time you do it, now you're feeling like a waitress. Nah, dog, chill out, I'm just like the basics. And now the stuff that we live in is like the matrix, cause you gonna pick everything you need. I'm living in a box, am I gonna live? I'm gonna get 'em, get 'em, get 'em, get 'em.
We all know the world is exciting, yet sometimes challenging market. Wayne Banks helped me grow my business in several ways, not only with my own personal properties, but when dealing with businesses or individuals looking for a loan. Wayne Banks helps with a variety of options geared towards your specific needs. Whether working with the Small Business Development Center,
get 'em, get 'em, get 'em, get 'em, get 'em, get 'em, get 'em. Against the wall, man, no, you standing tall. Don't do it again, just the life I live. But that's alright, now I'm living in sin. But not again, cause the things that I live are something you would never be. Yeah, man, out the closet, that's alright. It's like a leaky faucet, nah, don't call me Stan. I'm a real fucking man, coming to you. Do you know the things we do? I know the things you live, but that's alright, cause I'm trying to forgive me and them. Now I just want to be dead. No, I won't never be sad. Motherfucker, why am I forgiving you? Because the things that you're living in, I will never know. But I guess I'm just motherfucking sinning. Check it. Freestyle one take is what we do when we want to try to make no mistake. But then you try to hesitate. Well, not me, because I just try to relate. Because the things that I see, all in the heart. And from the start, I knew I had it all, just didn't have the confidence. Well, got that back. Now I'm under attack. What's that? Facts, facts, stats, stats. Know that. When you coming to me and know the things that I see visually, you can never understand the things I be. So I understand good days, man. Can you be everything you can be? Real sway, I fucking hear you when you wanna talk all day. Cause real recognize real Heather B. Maybe I dream, I don't know, hear me.
Wonderful. Hey, Cindy.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? good.
I am good. How is the weather down there?
Cold. Cold, girl. Cold.
Oh, it's rainy out here. It's rainy and cold out here, so I know. Well, let me ask you ladies, what made y'all get into the world of reality? How did y'all get started?
You know what? I own and I got was pitched a couple of times for Basketball Wives and I Married a Baller.
Mm-hmm.
And we really didn't really want to do a show with, you know, strangers. We really wanted to do a family show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had some friends that were into that were producers, and they pitched our show to several of the companies, and
okay,
we had several companies that were interested, so that's how.
You know what? I love y'all's show. I think it is so positive, and I really don't think y'all would have been a good fit for the Basketball Wives. I don't know. I guess it was just too much drama. So, you know, it was too much drama. You think y'all could have handled all that drama?
No.
I know that's
right.
You know, Ruby, you the toughest. You the toughest to me. Well, let me ask y'all, how do y'all balance it all? How do y'all balance y'all's career and y'all, you know, your everyday lives and the reality show? How do y'all get to balance it all?
Well, Sandy, we have a great support system. We all live really close to each other.
Okay.
So we all help each other out. If someone has something to do, we always lean on each other for help with the kids. And just, you know, we have a huge family, so that's our biggest support system.
Okay, okay. Well, let me ask y'all, how has the success been?
This is Ruby, Sandy. It's been great. I mean, we just, you know, I don't know if we could call it success yet. I guess success was the first step, getting it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to push towards trying to get season two now.
Okay.
I mean, that's going to come from America supporting us, including Texas. We need Texas to support.
Oh, you got it over here, baby.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you. We need lots of viewers for these next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Make sure that we will offer up season two, to be honest.
Okay, okay. Well, let me ask y'all, ladies, where is my girl at IOM? Y'all ain't letting her talk.
Hey,
where is she at?
I'm on here.
Okay.
You know, my sisters won't really let me talk, so I just let them talk.
Well, you know what? You got the floor.
You were talking a lot.
You got the floor, honey, so let's go. Which one of them are the bosses?
Ruby.
You know what? I know. I figured it was. But I love Ruby, y'all. Ruby's strong. Y'all got a good.
She is very strong.
She's
the oldest out of the three of us. So, you know, she plays their older sister role.
And
she's
very
protective and bossy.
That's good. Well, which one of y'all are the freakiest?
No.
Ellen really is.
They say I am because
Ellen.
I'm single, I guess. And
yeah.
Uses the sex toys on the show and things like that, but Ellen really, the conservatives
yes.
are always the freakiest, you know.
Yes.
That
it's
you
like
don't
the
think
librarian standing.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
so she
mess.
Really is the freakiest.
Y'all a mess. I love y'all, girl. Well, tell
thank
any,
you, girl.
Tell any individual, anybody out there that's listening right now to this show, what words of wisdom or advice would y'all give them? Just say if they want to start their own show, or they want to get into, you know, a nice career, or just follow you guys' footsteps since you are quote unquote role models now. So, what words of wisdom would you share? I want each one of y'all
to follow your dreams. Don't ever give up on what you want to do. You might have some people that say you can't do it, but just always follow your dreams
okay.
and never give up on that.
I like that.
And this is Ellen. I would say never be afraid. A lot of times people fear of change and fear, you know, going out of the box and trying something different. This
mm-hmm.
is not, you know, Ruby Fear, I'm a chiropractor. I was in elementary education. You know, reality TV is really out the box for us and for our family. So, you know, really think out of the box. I think that would be my advice.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is Ruby. My advice is especially, you know, anybody who's trying anything and who's in a young person and an older person too is get the education first.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you have to do to educate yourself, to learn what you need to do to meet the goal that you're trying to attain. If that means going to school to do that or going and asking someone in the service industry, can you come work with them?
Right.
How to do that trade. You know, educating yourself is like the key to, you know, trying to succeed and trying to reach a goal.
I agree. Well, I want to say thank you for taking time out of y'all's busy schedule to call the show today. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you. Thank you for having us, Sandy.
You're welcome. Again, that was my girls, Ruby, Ellen, and Ione from the Rutgers I Love That Sister. Y'all definitely support them. Check them out. Let's support WeTV on their show, and hopefully we'll see them next season.
All right, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed the interview. Aren't they the most precious things? Y'all better support the show. Definitely support the show. Also, y'all, follow me on Twitter at Open Talk 2. Like me at Facebook at Open Talk 2. Next week on the show, gonna have, you know what, I ain't gonna tell y'all. I'm not gonna tell y'all because I want you to listen. But I can tell you, he is a pastor from L.A. Let's all just leave it like that. And he's gangsta. So y'all kind of figure that out. Put it together. Again, I'm looking for my independent artist. To submit your MP3 submissions to OpenTalk2Yahoo.com. Gonna leave y'all with a couple of songs. Gonna play my song. You know I gotta play my song, y'all. Gotta get it out there. Gonna hit y'all up with Grind. Then I'm gonna close the show with Back to Basics Airplane, y'all. Again, if y'all like my boy Luke, y'all hit me up at OpenTalk2Yahoo.com. Let me know. Give me a feedback on his snippet. May play it again for y'all at the end. So y'all check him out again. What's up, Luke? Thank you for supporting the show. Hope you are listening. And again, happy birthday to Ari. All right, y'all. Have a blessed one. And I'm out of here.
You gotta grind. Gotta grind.
Yeah, we got Cindy on the track. Old school track, new school vibe. You did it with this one, Cindy. Yeah, let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's the story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claims of thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found a motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm kicking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this issue's for the bird. It's all about that life, just listen to my words. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. Cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Verse 2, you can call it a guide. The writers on the wall on how to survive. Let them haters hate, let them see you win. First time it don't pop off, then try it again. You got to seize the opportunity, stay ready at all times. This ain't a bunch of hype, I live these lines. I wrote books on business, now I'm rocking the mic. Speeding game to generations, hope my word takes flight. Nothing's been given, had to earn it all. Now I'm passing down the lesson so my people can bow. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you got
gotta stay focused in on your mission. Keep them haters out your business. With hard work and dedication, you can get it. Dream big, put the work in with it. Gotta be willing. Achieving on your own too is a hell of a feeling. And me, I'm not the one to tell you hit the block and sell dope. Can't be closed-minded. There's more ways to go and gain dough. It don't make you lame, little homie. To have your own goals. Don't follow the pack. Be a leader and cut your own road. Now, I ain't telling you something that I done heard. I done caught too many cases getting locked up for the birds. You focus on your dream and grind, you get what you deserve. You gotta cry before you walk, then you can swerve. Big shout out to Cindy, told me come and drop some knowledge. And big shout out to God, because without him, I wouldn't prosper. Just trying to motivate the up and come and stop wildin'. Dream big, go and grind, because in the end, you have the power.
You gotta grind. That's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given. Stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, because if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Sending a shout out to my boy Mo Rock. I see you, baby. Got undisputed PAB on the joint. Making some big moves. Doing some big things. Y'all boys better keep up with me.
You gotta grind.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Rewind it back to a time when I was much too young to understand the way the game was told. So I sold, blame it all on my roots, because I showed up in booths speaking nothing but truth. And now my exes down in Texas gonna feel me when I flow. Then and out of electric. And so the stuff they'll be doing, I guess you break it. Every time you do it, now you're feeling like a rapist. Nah, dog, chill out. I'm just at the basics, and now the stuff that we live in is like the matrix, because you're gonna pick everything you be. I'm living in a box. Am I gonna live? I'm gonna die. Spit morphine every time I try, and the blood flows through you like an IV. Cause I spit more beef than I scream. Damn, this is me. Everything I do in one take. Never fucking make a mistake. I open the box and let it out, cause I like that.
Just to shine, I know you're talking still.
Rewind it back to a time when I was much too young to understand the way the game was told. So I sold, blame it all on my roots, because I showed up in booths speaking nothing but truth. And now my exes down in Texas gonna feel me when I flow dead and out of electric. And so the stuff that we doing, I guess you break it. Every time you do it, now you're feeling like a rapist. Nah, dog, chill out. I'm just at the basics, and now the stuff that we live in is like the matrix, because you're gonna pick everything you need. I'm living in a box. Am I gonna live? I'm gonna get them.
Challenging market. Wayne Banks helped me grow my business in several ways, not only with my own personal properties, but when dealing with businesses or individuals looking for a loan. Wayne Banks helps with a variety of options geared towards your specific needs, whether working with the Small Business Development Center,
get them. Against the wall, man, no, you standing tall. Don't do it again. Just a life I live, but that's alright. Now I'm living in sin, but not again, cause the things that I live are something you would never be. Yeah, man, out the closet, that's alright. It's like a leaky faucet, nah, don't call me Stan. I'm a real fucking man, coming to you. Do you know the things we do? I know the things you live, but that's alright, cause I'm trying to forgive me and them. Now I just want to be dead. No, I won't never be sad. Motherfucker, why am I forgiving you? Because the things that you're living in, I will never know, but I guess I'm just motherfucking sinning.
All right, guys, from the bed. what's up? I'm Coolio with the flow. And you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm Coolio with the flow. Shaka Zulu, my